I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
I have a question for Hot Wings and Joe, and for anybody who might be listening, you can text it as well. You can call the studio and talk to Steve. I'm sure he's fine with that. What is the first thing you bought online? Because if you were born, say, pre-1990, like if you're born after that, it's anything from Amazon or, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Digital downloads, everything. But pre-1990, like the first time, like for me, it was eBay. That was the first time I bought something off the internet. Do you know what your first purchase was?
I didn't, but thanks to the magic of Amazon and your history, it's... It goes all the way back. I can tell you exactly the day.
Wait, your first one was Amazon? Oh, because you're scared of new technology.
Oh, yeah, it was last year.
Yeah,
it was
I didn't
buy anything off of. I was never an eBay buyer.
I just don't want them stealing my identity.
Last year, I bought some wheels and lug nuts on eBay.
Okay.
So I was just never a big eBay user, but because I can go back, I go, oh, this makes total sense. So my very first purchase, February 18th, 2003 on Amazon, was the second season of Sanford and Son on DVD.
I am so jealous. I my Amazon account.
Right there. Hot Wings. And boy, right Hot Wings there, came dude. In. After you got that, what year was that? That you
2003.
Bought after Hot Wings bought that, he's like, oh, man, that show still holds up. We got to play a million drops from that. And then we did end up doing
an
old bit we used to do called Talk to the Tape with a bunch of clips from Fred Sanford.
Uh-huh.
Again, if you're born after 1990, you're like, I don't even know who that is.
No, it was great.
Joe, do you know what yours was?
I mean, I thought about this for a long time yesterday, like probably way longer than I should have.
Somebody, that was certainly one of them.
Porn. So it would have been like 98, 97, 98 when I discovered eBay, and it was the Wild West. So I did. I ordered with checks sent to whomever. I ordered VHS porn tapes and cartons of cigarettes.
Really?
Yes.
Because whose checks? Your mom's?
No, I had a bank account.
You did?
Yes, I did.
Did you know how it worked? Like you had to put money in it, or just think the checks were magic?
Man, I was super responsible about it. I actually didn't spend money I didn't have, but I wish I had bounced more. Like once I turned 18, I'm sure they wipe it all out, right?
I don't think so.
I don't know. Whatever.
I don't know. You'd be over it by now.
I can tell you, I also bought the Goonies 2 video game arcade.
Goonies 2, huh?
Yeah.
Let's go back to the porn you bought.
Yes.
Yeah. Two questions.
Let's go back.
Do you still have it?
No. No.
Because Hot Wings wants to borrow it.
Yeah.
His second purchase was a VCR.
I wouldn't even... Yeah, I'm serious. I'd have to go to the library to watch it.
Biggest bushes of the Big Ten.
Did it live up to the hope you had as a however old you were?
No. Even then, I was sickened by it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because of why?
Because it was they were ugly.
Okay. Okay, fair
enough. Because it wasn't like Jenna Jameson or whatever mainstream porn I would see on Stern. It was like some creep in a basement was sending me amateur VHS porn actresses.
That is
actors.
A weird direct transaction. A creep in a basement sends a check to someone to a creep in a basement.
I was in a basement. Yeah.
Yeah. Really? That's,
I lived
full
in my basement.
Circle. Like I could be on either side of this transaction.
Yeah. Let's see. I also remember vividly, I bought a Pee Wee Herman pull string talking doll and a lot of Star Wars toys.
Okay. It's all working out.
Yeah.
It's all working out.
That's a very, very strange transitionary time when you're about 16 and you're getting pornography and like
Pee-wee.
Star Wars and Pee Wee Herman.
Pee Wee and pornos. That sounds like
I mean, that never
a
got him in any trouble.
To go to.
Yeah, yeah. He was into that too.
Mine's pretty on brand for what I bought. My first eBay purchase was a photograph of Bobby Lane throwing a pass over the middle the last time the Lions won a championship in 1957 when they defeated the Cleveland Browns 59-14.
Whoa.
Boom. Yeah.
Yes.
I got it. Something I still do now, not great at looking at sizes, and I expected it to be like 10 by 18 or something, and I got it, and it was about the size of a piece of printer paper. But I still have it framed at home.
You do?
Yeah.
Wow.
It might even be up now. It was down for a long time. But yeah, boy, it's a great pass. Did he complete it? Don't know.
Who knows?
But it shows him dropping back.
Probably not.
With that, the way quarterbacks stood in the 1950s. Like, eh.
Yeah.
That was the year my mom graduated high school. She's 83 now. That's the last time the Lions won anything. Just throwing that in there.
Pretty impressive. It's really quite a stat.
It's probably worth billions.
Yeah, you should see. Try and sell it on eBay.
Yeah. I wonder what I paid for it. Probably
too much.
Too much, yeah.
Definitely too much.
Other people were sharing the first thing they bought online. This person, Penelope, writes, the first thing I bought with my own money, I was in seventh grade. It was a plaster mold of David Duchovny's face. I sent $50 cash in an envelope. I really loved X-Files.
What a strange memento, though. I mean, I loved X-Files, too, but I wouldn't even, would never occur to me to get a plaster cast of his face.
No.
James writes, I lived in Hawaii in 1999, and my first internet purchase was the Ultimate Iron Giant off the Warner Brothers website. That was my first purchase on the internet.
Well, it must have been awesome if it's the ultimate.
I mean, it seems sweet. This text from New Jersey. The first thing I bought online was a first-generation Sega Genesis. If you're saying that, that means you weren't alive when the first generation came out.
Right.
So you're like, oh, that's pretty valuable. This one from Albany. Mine was Japanese porn on eBay that I bought using my dad's account, and I didn't know how they tracked things.
Uh-huh.
This one. Mine was when I tried to watch porn when I was a kid, and I was 13, and my mom and dad got a bill attached to the phone bill. That was a fun conversation with my parents.
Yeah, wow, I've been there, man. Also, that... Do you remember when we had my mom on for some reason? I don't know, but she dropped we would share the VCR. Like, I took the VCR down to my room, and she went to get it back and started watching what was in there, and that eBay porno tape. Oh, that was bad.
That was when she realized she was the seller and you were the buyer.
Yes.
And now you watch it together.
And then I squinted my eyes and went, Mom?
You see you run through in the background?
Ordering it.
It's very meta.
It's real time.
Very.
This text from the 774 area. My first purchase was a pistol crossbow. I was 13.
Dang.
Joe, where did that porn go that you
she threw it away.
She did.
Did
she throw it away or did she really throw it away?
No, I'll bet she kept it and watched it over and over and over again.
Probably.
How many people that are of a certain age, probably about Joe's age, their first purchase online was a Girls Gone Wild DVD?
That wouldn't have I didn't even know you could buy that online. I thought you had to call the number.
Oh, maybe. That's probably true.
Yeah, you could at late night instead of now. Do they still advertise basically porno on TV?
but for paid advertising?
I don't think so. I think that market has been taken over by all internet.
I think so, too.
This text, and I bet a lot of people's first online purchase was exactly this. I bought an AOL subscription after my free 100 hours ran out.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
That's a real loophole there.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever?
Cabin crew,
sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Race into savings now at Menards. Mastercraft makes great doors inside and out, building the highest quality doors in a wide variety of styles. Add beauty to your home with interior doors from Mastercraft. Shop our huge in-stock selection or design your door your way in-store or online. Plus, view our weekly flyer on Menards.com and race to savings on Mastercraft doors today.
Save big money at Menards.
Race to savings at Menards and start updating your home today. We offer an excellent in-stock selection of home appliances that are ready to take home today, including Criterion refrigerators, freezers, dishwashers, and laundry appliances. They're built to help make your life simple. No matter how busy life gets, Criterion appliances are ready when you are. Plus, view our weekly flyer on Menards.com and race to savings on Criterion appliances.
Save big.